Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
So many American pre-retirees are putting their savings at more risk than they need to, looking for that huge payout. The risk does not always equal reward, though. It's great to be confident, but don't let yourself fall into the trap of overconfidence. All that and more coming up.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Kip Fitzsimmons here, excited to be on with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services right there in Hickory Hills. Now, John, as the old saying goes, overconfidence precedes carelessness. And there are a lot of areas where we find people are unfortunately overconfident in their financial lives, which leads to carelessness, which leads to poor decisions, and so on and so forth. But before we explore those issues, let's talk about a time when perhaps both of us were bitten by the overconfidence bug. I know that just recently I was bitten by the overconfidence bug when I tried to move out of an apartment into a different apartment all by myself. I rented the U-Haul. I said, I've got it for Saturday morning. Everybody else was busy. And I said, no worries, guys, I've got it. And it took me three times longer than I had planned for it, just because I thought, nope, I can do it on my own.
Well, unfortunately, it happens to the best of us. And especially when it comes to our retirement plans, I think a lot of us get into a rut, and it's not even overconfidence, but we just get very comfortable. You know, we don't want to make any changes. And that's just, you know, human nature. You know, a lot of us just get comfortable with what we're currently doing. Oh, but we'll be fine. What I'm doing is fine. And I always remember a gentleman who came to one of my seminars in Oak Lawn back in 2007. And I'll never forget this guy. He was 71 years old. He had $940,000 of Lucent stock in his account, and he wanted to wait. He was going to move part of it into safety. And he says, John, as soon as this thing gets to $1 million, he says, I'm going to move it. Well, as we know, the crash came. He came to one of my workshops about 2.5 years later, never did anything. His account value went down to $64,000. He watched that thing go down almost $900,000, because it happened basically in a couple of weeks. He didn't even have a chance to react because he was out of the country when it happened on a vacation. And unfortunately, his wife, I mean, she was crying and they're in tears. And I mean, it's just, you know, people just, nothing's going to happen to me. It's always going to happen to somebody else. You know, and I think a lot of people remember what happened with the market back in 08, and, you know, even with people with real estate, you know, when that time happened, so many people and so many clients of mine had a lot of money in real estate, and they got caught up with banks and they foreclosed on a lot of different things because they never thought it could happen to them. And it's total overconfidence. And I think it's just lack of diversity is another thing.
So when we're taking a look at overconfidence, or perhaps better to say, when we're taking a look at confidence, it is important to be confident with your plan, right? We don't want folks to be absolutely nervous about every single decision, but being cautious is not the same thing as being nervous.
Well, yes, and just understand the purpose. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just know, okay, why am I doing this? You know, is this for my vacation money? Is this for buying a house in the future? Is this going to be for my income? People just don't get, I mean, I don't think people get and have planned it far enough ahead when it comes to things like that.
Well, we hear on a regular basis about folks who put together that magic number that is the certain dollar amount that they know they'll be set if they have this much in their accounts when they head into retirement. But there's more to it than that. Certainly drawing out of one bucket where you have that magic $1 million or whatever that number is like having a bucket with a hole in the bottom of it. You have to have some sort of income stream going into that bucket throughout retirement, or you're going to wind up with an empty bucket.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to be pulling from the wrong one. And what I mean by that is, I mean, if you have money sitting in, I had a lady, perfect example for this. I had a lady that came in here a few weeks ago. She wanted to purchase a condominium down in Arizona. She was going to be retiring down there. She wants to live half the year down there and half the year up here with the kids. So she's got a daughter that moved to Arizona about 4 years ago, and she's got a son up here. So she wants to spend the summers up here in Illinois and the winters down in Arizona. Great plan. But she was going to pull money from her retirement account, from her 401k plan. The problem with that is taxes are due immediately. So if you pull $100,000, she actually needed $120,000 she was going to need. She would have to pull almost $150,000 from our IRA in order to get the $120,000. And that's where she was going to pull it from until we sat down. And I said, absolutely not, Nancy. We have $170,000 sitting over here in a checking account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's making hardly any interest. You're paying taxes on it. You're not really even using the money. You pull it from here. So now you want your $120,000, just write a check for it. Don't be pulling from this retirement account.
Absolutely. This is why we have that second set of eyes. We talk about this on a regular basis, that you're often too close to your own personal details. You're looking at this saying, well, I've got this money off to the side for retirement. I'm in general going to use it for my retirement. Why not use it sooner rather than later? And that voice of reason can step in if you're working with a financial coach, an expert who deals with these things every single day, who can look at it and have that step back mentality of wait, here's a better way to do this that you may not even have thought of to begin with. And sometimes it can be that simple. Sometimes it is a little more complicated than that, where you just never considered the options out there. So it's so important to sit down with a financial coach who has your best interest at heart. And you can reach John Kelly today and sit down for that initial no-cost consultation by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And now, certainly that brings up another point of overconfidence, which is folks who oversimplify how certain products work and wind up being overconfident in their understanding of what they own. We see this on a regular basis where folks have read the short description of a product. Oftentimes the equivalent of the first paragraph of the Wikipedia page on it, but they don't really know what it actually is doing. And sometimes what it's actually doing is buried 10 pages deep in the prospectus.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people just don't know what they're in. So many times we had a lady that came in here the other morning, and we're sitting down here with Johnny Heron. He was going through, he's our fiduciary here in the office, and he was just going through the fees she had with one of these brokerage statements. And between the different products that she was in variable annuities, she was in all kinds of B shares as far as mutual funds and things like that. And she was paying almost 3.5% a year in fees. And since 2009, her total return on her portfolio is 1.77%. So when you look at what the market's been doing over the last 6-7 years, I mean, that to me is just a disgrace. And the only person who's making money there is the brokers. Mm-hmm. And she didn't understand it. And that's why it was so important when Jenny sat down with her, went through everything, gave her the analysis, showed her what she was doing and all the fees she was paying. You know, it was time for her to take a different direction. And I think that's also why it's important to deal with a fiduciary firm where you're dealing with people who have your best interests at heart and give you some good, solid solutions to meet your problems and what you're currently looking to do as far as your needs are concerned.
Well, that's why the team is there at Kelly Financial Services waiting for folks call. Today is the day to pick up the phone and give John Kelly and the team a call at 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. Get on the calendar today for that initial no-cost consultation so you can get that fee analysis so you know you're not paying more in fees than you need to, that tax analysis to ensure you're not paying more in taxes than you need to, and that income analysis to know where your money is coming from, what you're going to be paying expenses with every single month. Today is the day to get started on that plan. And the number to call is 800-477-1135. And this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call. Isn't that right, John?
Absolutely, Kip. For all of our listeners, give us a call right now. We'll come on and we'll do a complete income plan analysis for you. And we'll show you how to set your retirement plan up as far as your income needs. We'll also do a portfolio analysis for you. So we'll sit down and we'll break up all the fees for you in your current portfolio, give you a second opinion on what you're doing. So see what your charges are, what your performances are. We're also going to give you a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And then we're also going to give away the 401k Survival Guide. at Coach Pete's Survival Guide, which shows people the different dynamics of your 401k, the choices you have when it comes to retirement, and especially all the different choices we have after reaching the age of 59 and a half. So we do not go through another 2008. So give us a call.
That number again, 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135. Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. This is an excellent chance for all of our listeners to get that true, practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135.
Now, we all know there's a difference between fixing a leaky sink and fixing a leaky roof. Some projects are do-it-yourself, and some you want to know you've got an expert on your side. All that and more when we return.